أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهو الذي في السماء إله وفي الأرض إله وهو الحكيم العليم. وتبارك الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض وما بينهما وعنده علم الساعة وإليه ترجعون. صدق الله العظيم. At the very beginning of the surah, Surah Zukhruf, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about some of Allah's qualities. The ayats before these, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala begins to speak about His qualities. And here again Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues and He says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهِ. It is He who is the Ilah, who is the object of worship in the skies. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهِ. And in the earth, it is only Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala who is the object of worship. From this earth, right up to the arsh of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, below this earth, from the east and the west, and every part of the universe and the creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, there is only one Ilah, there is only one object of worship, there is only one person, one being that is worthy of worship, and that is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The angels in the skies, humans and jinn on this earth, and everyone and everything will only worship Allah, because only Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is worthy of worship. Those that believe otherwise, who have attributed partners to Allah, the truth and the reality is this, that they take a piece of stone, or they take a piece of wood, or they take a piece of plastic, they mold something out of it, they buy it for a few cents, and then they want to attribute Godship to it, and they want to equate that to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. It is absolutely, totally illogical. وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْعَلِيمُ. And it is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala who is Al-Hakim. It is Allah who is all-wise. It is through His wisdom that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has authority over this entire world. Al-Alim, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is all-knowing. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala rules through His knowledge, and hence there is no one that has the wisdom that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala possesses. There is no one that has the knowledge that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala possesses. Through Allah's wisdom and through Allah's knowledge, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has systemized this entire universe, and everything runs on the hikmat and the wisdom and the knowledge and the ilm of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and none can be equal to Allah Rabbul Izzat in these qualities. وَتَبَارَكَ الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. And blessed is that being who is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. For whom belongs the sovereignty, the kingdom of the skies and the earth, that everything belongs to Allah. The kingdom of everything also belongs to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala rules, and it is only the rule of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that reigns throughout the skies, that reigns throughout the earth. Kings of this world, presidents of this world, leaders of this world have been given a temporary kingdom, they have been given a temporary rule, a temporary governance, but the real and true governance, all belongs to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And whatever lies between the skies, whatever lies between the skies and the earth, all of the kingdom, all of it belongs only to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَعِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. One simple illustration of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's knowledge, that Allah Rabbul Izzat is the only being that possesses the knowledge of the day of Qiyamah. Nobody else knows when Qiyamah is coming. If we take all the computers of this world, we take all the programs of this world, we take all the wizards of this world, we take whoever, and ask everyone to try and compute, and everyone to try and figure out when is the day of Qiyamah, there is absolutely no one that can tell us when is the day of Qiyamah. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the best of mankind. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he was the best of the malaika. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when is the day of Qiyamah going to take place? The best of mankind, the best of the creation of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says to Jibreel that the one that is being asked does not have more knowledge than the one that asks. In other words, neither you being the best, I being the best, we all, none of us have this knowledge of the day of Qiyamah. So what is the knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat with regards to all the other matters? Leave the day of Qiyamah, when and what precise time and moment, what year, what day are you and I going to leave this world? That knowledge also about ourselves we do not possess. Then obviously we have to surrender and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you are going to be returned. In other words, leave hankering behind the knowledge of the day of Qiyamah. Rather, you be concerned about the return to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And obviously the return to Allah is going to be a return of accountability, of answering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence in this way, unique way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us His supremacy insofar as knowledge is concerned. He shows us His absolute oneness in the fact that everything will return to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.